Nine.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, open phones in the shower. You can comment on any of the stories I covered in the last. The imploding dollar, the imploding border as the government allows military teams to murder and slaughter whoever they want, and the complicit lobotomized media isn't even capable of reporting on it. Spoon-fed monkeys. 877-590-5525, locally in Texas. If you're listening to me out of the station that we broadcast out of, 836-0590, News Radio 590 KLBJ, where you come to you from, syndicated across the land, and on global shortwave, internet, and satellite. But just listening to Fox News and local news, I got a comment on both of them. Fox News actually finally giving you some real information, because the White House is being so public about it. 5 years ago, because 3.5 months into the invasion of Iraq in March of 2003, the White House admitted they were running three Wahhabi, that's Al-Qaeda, out of Saudi Arabia groups, attacking Iran, uncovered operations. Then Cy Hirsch, 4 years ago, reported at the New Yorker magazine that U.S. Special Forces were leading Al-Qaeda groups in bombing mosques, blowing up police stations, attacking schools, because the Iranians are smart and won't fight back. The Iranians know they're being sucked into something. Now, they think of you as such idiots that Bush gets up on U.S. TV and says, Iran is running Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, attacking the Afghan government. Mohammad Karzai on the podium with Bush said, Mr. President, in clear English, and he's a Unicol executive and buddies with Bush, but you know how crazy that was in foreign media. He said, Mr. President, that's not true. Iran is Shiite. It's Sunnis that are attacking us, and Iran actually is enemies with them, and they're helping us. And Bush said, nope, they are Al-Qaeda. They are attacking. Well, that was last year. What about 7-8 months ago? I mean, only here do they think we're such morons, and I guess we are morons, that the criminals running our government, I'm going to say our military, our government, but the criminal group that's hijacked it, the coup, the junta, they are running Al-Qaeda attacks in Iraq. Then, the middle of last year, about a year ago now, we read it on air, whitehouse.gov, the White House puts out a press release saying, we're running four revolutionary groups in military operations against Iran. And they blew up mosques full of people. They bombed a bunch more schools. And Iran is suing the U.S. in the U.S. and in England for those murders. And the U.S. admits they did it. I mean, you understand, our government, with the number three in Al-Qaeda, you can't make this stuff up, is blowing up their mosques, blowing up their schools. And Iran just keeps saying, we stand down, we stand down, we stand down. We stand down. Iran's been overthrown twice by the people that run our government. They still stand down. And our government keeps blowing up their jetliners. Iran still stands down. Still stands down. Trying to goad them into fighting back. Now, here it is in plain view. AP, AFP, Reuters. Here's the headline. U.S. gives major boost to covert ops in Iran report. And it's, and again, New Yorker magazine citing former military intelligence congressional sources. The move reveals a major escalation. Bush is going to give $400 million more. He's already done that three times every year and a half to these people. And they're just going to keep, I mean, there's car bombings, truck bombings, blowing up mosques every week. And the Iranians just take it and take it and take it. And imagine the U.S. getting hit every week, killing our kids. It's Al-Qaeda doing it. And then those lying generals get up and say, Iran's funding Al-Qaeda to attack Iraq and giving them IEDs. Then it turns out the weapons aren't Iranian-made, they're Russian-made. Okay, so look that up. General's wrong. It's like 20 times. The headline is, they found Iranian IEDs, improvised explosive devices. Then you'll read A week later, in the back of the paper, okay, they were wrong. They weren't wrong. They talked to you like a lobotomized monkey. A monkey that's had its cerebral cortex carved out is smarter than you. It's not even smarter. It wants to know. You got to give it a banana for it to eat it. You can give an American some dog dung and tell them it's a banana, and they'll gobble it right up. Heard a local newscast. They had some university professor saying that it's because of speculators that the oil. Let me explain something to you. The head of OPEC, the oil companies all over the world, it's the dollar being devalued. Bloomberg. But you'll never, ever, ever, because the conventional baloney that everyone's meant to parrot so they sound wise and mighty. Most of these people that parrot this stuff aren't bad. They just parrot whatever the big parrot says to feel official. Oh, God, I can't handle it anymore. I said I'd take your calls, but I'm going to just finish this story, and then I will go to Ryan, Illinois. I want to hear from Alex in Florida. Says he's a reporter and got arrested, whatever that is. Steve, Mike, Willie, Lynn, Chuck. We're going to get to everybody, I promise, after break. Look, I'm not going to spend much time on this. I could spend 10 hours, but the government... In hundreds of textbooks and government documents, I've had former head of Department of Education policy on, Charlotte Iserby, wrote the book Deliberate Numbing Down. I've had John Taylor Gatto, award-winning educator, worked for the government. He got the higher levels and found out they're dumbing you down on purpose. Everybody knows that, but, I mean, we got the documents. And they said 100 years ago they were going to turn you into people who couldn't think. The teachers are three, four generations in. They don't know. They're brain-dead monkeys, too, sitting there brain-damaging the children. Government permission required for parents to kiss their children. See, this is the next thing. They just say it's improper. You may be arrested if you're seen hugging your child. If a father takes a son or daughter or a mother takes them alone to the pool, you must be licensed to have children, and you must be licensed to touch your children. You have to get a license before you can change your baby's diaper, or if you are seen doing breastfeeding anything, it is perverted, and you will be arrested. London Telegraph. You cannot make this up. It's now the law in England, and it has all the cases here, and they're now starting it in the U.S. And I see Paul and others can't believe it. I know. I can't believe it either. Who would believe that they'd put scanners now going in all the airports that show your naked body and record it? Who would believe that in 2011, Ford and Toyota have announced all cars they make will have a, I don't know if they're going to put it in, but they say they are. We may be able to stop it. Somebody watching this in 3 or 4 years. But they say that all their new cars will have breathalyzers. Just Google it. All guilty until proven innocent. Face scanning cameras are in every city. Pentagon controlled license scanning are everywhere. When you come back into the country across the border, they confiscate your computer and phone, no Fourth Amendment, and search it. I mean, you know, no Fourth Amendment. It's just everything's a joke, folks. The government's rogue and criminal. Here it is. Government permission required for parents to kiss children. Quarter of adult population face mandatory anti-pedophile test and sweeping expansion of child protection measures. Sweeping new policy set to be introduced in the UK will mandate parents to get government permission to kiss their children or take them to the swimming pool in public. Measures that are poisoning relationships between the generations, according to respected sociologist Professor Frank Frutti. By the way, Trey, I want him on the show. And then Paul did an article about the London story. It was in several of their papers, London Telegraph and others. And then we found even worse stuff, where they're doing it in the U.S. starting, where CPS take people's kids in the U.S. If a mother is seen hugging their son or daughter when they leave school, CPS then comes. If you don't hand the child over, SWAT teams will come and will gun you down. You understand? You will be murdered if you don't let the pedophiles have your kids. This is the hell force. Oh, I'm so sick of it. You understand how evil this is? You understand how degenerate and filthy this government is? Just you go read the story. Government permission required for parents to kiss their children. From next year, the new Independent Safeguard Authority will require any adult who comes in contact with children or vulnerable adults, either their work or involuntary groups, to be vetted, according to London Telegraph. And it goes on. In a think tank report, Professor Ferdy highlighted cases where government checks were already being required by schools and other organizations for parents to merely interact with their own children in public. In one example, a woman could not kiss her daughter goodbye at school trip because she had not been vetted with a license to touch their child. In another,
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dure-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, I just did my good work. I just gave an AP and a Bloomberg financial report about how the dollar's plunging, and that's why oil prices are up, to the nice news lady out there, Sarah, the local station I broadcast out of. I guess she's going to give it to the news manager. Because all I hear on every talk radio station and everywhere is why? And I hear speculator. It has the dollar plunging globally. Everybody's dumping out of dollars. And that causes about 20% of the price increase. But 70 plus is that dollar going down the old commode. And here I am. Just keep saying it like I told you 5 years ago. our criminal government's running al-Qaeda operations in Iran than blaming Iran for being behind al-Qaeda, because who else but the gullible Americans can you lie to like this? I mean, we really need to realize how pathetic we are, folks. I mean, it's sick. It's shameful. I'm totally freaked out right now. Everybody knows they can eat our lunch, the illegal aliens, everybody. We pay more for gas. We pay more for prescription drugs. We are the idiots. Stop putting up with it. Is there nothing you won't take? All right, I'm going to shut up. Calls for the rest of the show. Ryan in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
No problem, Alex. All over the Internet, I've been hearing a lot about a global march against NWO on July 4th and July 12th throughout the world in the nation's capitals like D.C., Berlin, and London. And I was wondering if you heard anything about that or if you can participate in any of those marches.
I've seen some YouTube videos about a July 4th thing, and I think that came along a little too late to have a big effect. But the Ron Paul July 12th deal, big march in D.C., I'm going to be promoting that and pushing that. I won't be there. I'm too busy finishing films, doing radio, researching here in the bunker. But I do get out and confront Bilderberg. I may go to 9/11 this year. I haven't decided yet up in New York. But anything else, sir?
I was going to say that if you can't make it out to the Capitol, just do it in like the nearest city to have it.
And even if it's you and 10 people out in your small town saying 9/11 is an inside job or down with the New World Order, we got to get the buzz going against who the real criminals are.
That's all I had to say. I just appreciate the broadcast today.
Appreciate you. Yeah, as long as we're talking about Barack Obama and John McCain and diverted by them running things, they're down here, down low. The real power's up above them. Let's look up a little bit. Let's stop being idiots. I mean, seriously, folks. Major breaking news. The U.S. has covert operations attacking the Iranians inside Iran. And Iran just sits there and takes it. Can you imagine if Iranians were running around blowing stuff up here? But see, this is how we are the bad guys, folks. But we, the people, aren't. See, the people think they're part of the system, and yeah, we're giving it to them Iraners. Well, you know what? Them Iranian Arabs, they're not even Arabs. Well, let me give you a little newsflash. You're getting raped by the same elite. Think the elite doesn't care about Iranians, but it cares about you? Dumbo? Hey, Dumbo. All right, let's go ahead and I'm in a really mean mood because I love this country, and your ignorance is destroying it. The globalist, evil's going to come eat your lunch if you're an idiot. And so it's your fault this is happening. Some of you out there, my great listeners know what's going on, and I love them. Let's go ahead here and take a call from Steve in Indiana. Steve, go ahead.
What's up, Alex? Great show. Love that. Jordan Maxwell. I heard you, I think it was a couple of shows ago, touch on IBM front, using Microsoft as a front. I was wondering if you could, I could take that question off the air to answer. If you could touch on that for people that love Bill Gates and think he's the best in the world. I was wondering if you could just touch on that and how deep the how deep it goes. I appreciate
it. Well, thank you. Yeah, I saw a Frontline special that got into it a little bit about probably 12, 13 years ago. I remember right when I was first getting on air, I remember watching like an hour-long special on PBS that got into some of it. Then I read a few books years ago, talked to some telecom people, some computer experts. Then I got into some history books about Thomas Watson, the big Nazi for Hitler, who created the machines with the people with the numbers on their arms, IBM. And then when he died in 54, the company was to be a trust to carry out eugenics. That's the whole point of IBM. The making the money is just like Warren Buffett gave 40-something, $47 billion for eugenics. The Gateses gave 40-something billion for eugenics. That's in my film Endgame. I mean, they make all this money just to give it for eugenics. You hear, helping Africans. But no, Bill Gates' dad's the head of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates is on tape saying, yeah, that we should sterilize people, have one-child policies. I mean, these are hardcore people. But IBM was set up during the trust busting in the early, turn of the last century. 1905, 1906 started getting big, and he saw the trust busting. So to get around a monopoly, they couldn't have the operating system and sell all the machines. And so they have, and IBM specializes. They have thousands of front companies out there, like Applied Digital Solutions is one. IBM doesn't want to come out and get you ready for an implantable chip. So they have a front company for 9 years that never makes money and loses tens of millions a year. And I read all its financial filings for 3 years straight. That's right, thousands of pages. I scanned them. And so I just kept running into IBM with fronts. And so that popped out as my organic computer analysis. Okay, there you go. Let's go ahead and take another call. Alex in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I work with a student-driven student news organization based out of Miami, Florida. We run a website, and we over the Memorial Day weekend, we went out to South Beach in Miami Beach, Florida, and we had gotten reports from the Miami Herald that there's going to be a heavy police presence. And when we went out there, we were actually surprised by what we saw. There were actually federal multi-jurisdictional anti-gang task forces roaming the streets.
Yeah, the feds are federalizing everything, building FEMA camps, FEMA command bunkers.
And they had ICE agents walking with them, and detention and removal operations people, which was an obvious implementation of the Operation Endgame that they've released a document for.
That's right. It's called Operation Endgame. Hence, why I call my film Endgame. And they said we're going to only arrest a few thousand illegals to make the public think we're stopping illegals, to set the precedent
right.
To have roving federal forces. This is all declassified. Houston Chronicle reported on it January 7th, 2006.
They were engaging in stop and frisks on people, just random people on the street.
Yeah, that's also part of the Viper teams against, exactly.
And the reason we went out there is a hip-hop festival, and when we went out there with there was about five of us, and we had shirts that said Tyranny Response Squad. And we're all armed with cameras and microphones to document this obvious.
And what happened in your free country?
We were out there for about two nights in a row, and on the second night, I was approached by one of the detectives who was a member of one of the local city police forces, and he started cursing at me, telling me I better turn off my camera. And I close it, but it doesn't turn off, and I just walk away. And as I'm walking away, I realize my friend is gone. My friend isn't with me, so I walk back there, opening the camera up for my own safety.
The police can't tell you to turn your cameras off. The government's putting cameras up in school bathrooms, rest stops, shoving them down our throat.
But then
I have cops run to me and tell me in Austin, turn my camera off. It's because they have been trained that it's them against us, because they're here to make sure the looting is carried out in orderly fashion and that the dumb schmuck slaves don't get out of line.
Yeah, and this guy looks more like a gang member than a cop yet.
In Florida, sir, they're on the call on the narcotics.
Yeah.
What else happened?
As I'm walking away, either an ICE agent or a probation agent.
One of the gods.
Stay there.
I want to hear what else happened to you, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to hear. Listen, you deserve that, boy. This is land of the coward, home of the slave. You better lick his boots. Just get ready to have everything taken from you, and you need to thank him when your dollar's worthless. You need to hand in your guns and worship him right now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a rice machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rice's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, it's actually big news in England. It's happened to me there. You're just walking along, videotaping stuff. Cops walk over, I'm putting you in a terror database. Not allowed to talk to people on the street. And they grab mainstream news cameras now. See, the government's going to surveil you, the slave. But you're not going to point a camera anywhere near them. You're going to learn that when the government says jump, you say, yes, master, how high? You're here to serve government and be a slave. You're here to work and pay taxes, scum. Shut up and learn to be a slave. Learn to be a schmuck, okay? Don't listen to people like me. I'm bad. I'm not patriotic. Patriotic means be a slave, worship criminal government, okay? I'm bad. I don't like it. But you are good. You've got it all figured out. You know, the media says the gas is up because of speculation. It isn't true. Doesn't matter. You're supposed to parrot that like a little parrot, like a cockatoo. You could admit it was the dollar devaluation by the Federal Reserve and politically force them to stop it and save your future, but you're not going to because you're members of the establishment. You don't listen to conspiracy theorists when they read to you directly from press releases by OPEC begging the government to stop devaluing the dollar because it's destroying the world economy. No. Let's go ahead and go to someone who tried to go out with Attorney Response Team shirt. We have those at InfoWars.com. I imagine you got it from us, a great listener. And he had his First Amendment rights violated in this third world cesspit. Go ahead, Alex, in Florida, finish up.
As I'm walking away, they grabbed my arm and twisted behind me, and somehow I'm able to get my camera, which was running the entire time, in my pocket. So everything that I'm about to tell you, I've got.
And let me guess, after they assaulted you, they charged you with assault.
Actually, my only charge was resisting arrest.
Oh, my God. This is unprecedented. Oh, okay.
And my charge was actually dropped 24 hours later. I never even saw a judge.
Well, that's because they know there were other camera shots of it. Were there other people with cameras?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, that's only why. You see, they would have probably gone ahead and tasered you until he had a heart attack and had a high-five celebration. That's been caught on tape. Framed you, and there wasn't cameras. But that's good, because that's what slaves like you exist for, boy.
Yeah, no, man, I was actually...
You exist, those steroid heads, and blow some steam off because they can't get a woman. You understand me, boy.
Yeah, and they
worship your God right now. I want you to worship them.
Oh, and then they actually tried to delete the footage once I was in.
Good, that's what slaves deserve.
They didn't count on the fact
that... Tampering with evidence is good.
They didn't count on the fact we're a bunch of computer people.
Destroying evidence is good. Killing America is good.
Yeah,
see, they're cancer cells racing through. They think they're winning. They think they're winning. They're really killing the body. They're really killing the country. But it feels good to be cancer. It feels good to kill America. And don't worry, you're going to win. Don't worry, scum. New World Order, you're winning. You're destroying it all. Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No problem. That's what they're trying to do. But we actually modeled our news organization based on the work that you're doing and that We Are Change is doing. And we've actually distributed over 1,000 copies of your movies on Endgame, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Martial Law. We're actually trying to be the satellite in South Florida for the work you guys are doing. We've actually hooked up with Florida Change. And
engage in the First Amendment. That's high treason against the New World Order. Well, give us any websites out or anywhere you can see your photos and video or any, any YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, sure. It's federaljack.com. That's the news website.
Federal Jack? Oh, that sounds like a... So it's about the God.
Yes, it's the federal government's hijacked the system.
Can I go worship the men in black uniforms at that site?
Oh, there's plenty of photos and stuff like that.
Federaljack.com?
Yes, the federal government.
Maybe you'll be allowed to be a bootlicker. Like, on every corner, they'll just walk over and have a slave in a chain and who will lick their boots. That's how they'll polish them. I think that's how the country ought to run.
Yeah, that sounds about like South Florida. Last week, we actually tried to get into the U.S. Mayor's Conference, and we've got a story up there about that, and a Code Pink reporter was arrested.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, Trey, my producer's in there. He board ops on the Sunday show. I want you to find, check out his website. I'm sure it's good stuff. Let's have this guy on. What's your name, Alex?
My name's Alex. Alex Hyde, H-E-I-D.
Hey, Hyde, good to hear from you, brother.
Likewise.
And by the way, I do satire every few weeks. That was all satire the last 2 months.
I know. I'm a long-time listener.
I know you know, but other people are like, what in the Hades is this? I just can't handle it anymore, man. Cops in Darth Vader outfits waddle over and say, turn your camera off. That's high treason against this republic. I've had enough of it. Don't you fools understand? You're working for hardcore criminals bringing the country down, and there's no coming back once it falls, you idiots. Let's just say coming back's really hard. The guys are laughing in the control room. That's making me laugh. All too easy. Let's take some more here, ladies and gentlemen. Mike in Maryland, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. With your recent story about parents in England having to get permission.
No, they went and they're setting that up here, too. Can't hug your children, you'll be arrested.
Well, you know, we're all part of the same country, Oceania. And also, too, with another article from the London Telegraph saying that before you can drive another family's kids, your neighbor's kids, to the soccer match, you've got to be vetted by the government.
Yeah, you're certified. It's licensing families for the one-child policy. Total government takeover of everything.
Sure. And those two stories sent me scurrying to this one website called OrwellToday.com, which is very good. It's not my website, so I'm not making money.
No, I know.
It's
out of Canada.
And it takes today's headlines, and there's quotes from 1984 that if I may read, that kind of like fits into what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, we'll do that in a minute. But the point is, the apparatus is worse than 1984. They're just not mass machine gunning us all or torturing us to death yet for our actions. But they're all gearing up, overkilling their tyranny before they loose it fully. But go ahead and read the quotes.
Yeah, they're just boiling the frog routine. Okay, here's the quote. Already we are breaking down the habits of thought which have survived before the revolution. We have cut the links between child and parent, and between man and man, and between man and woman. No one dares trust a wife or a child or a friend any longer. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Children will be taken from their parents at birth as one takes eggs from a hen. The sex instinct will be eradicated. Procreation will be animal formality.
Now, let me stop you. I'm going to let you go back and read it all. I have to hold you over. I will. I've read it before many times. I'm thinking about making a film about it. Is the reason it's one of my specialties that I really want to talk about. I'm glad you brought it up.
It's so prescient.
Well, here's the deal. People think that this is reality imitating art. No, Orwell was a secret member of the police in India. Then he was a member of the propaganda corps. He fought on the communist side in Spain against Franco. Then he worked for the BBC in propaganda. So he was writing about what the Soviets were doing. Now, U.S. textbooks, these are education textbooks for the educators, say stuff worse and say they are to eradicate the family, and that's what this is. So I want people to know what you're hearing isn't as bad as what social workers are taught. Go ahead.
No, yeah, that was pretty much the quote. And basically, you know, I used to think when I read 1984 in high school in 1970, I thought that was something way off in the distant future. But really, this has been ongoing for the past 40 or 50 years, but it's just accelerating at an exponential rate. And also, too, I want to say that it was a pleasure meeting you at Chantilly a few weeks ago. I was sitting next to you when you're eating your pizza at the bar. And my name is Mike Cunningham.
Hey, Mike, I remember meeting you. Thanks for helping us cover Bilderberg. But that's my point, is this is art imitating life.
Sure.
And that's why you have to quit being gullible, compliant slaves, Americans and people worldwide. You have to say, no, I will hug my child whenever I want, you pedophile,
right,
degenerate government scumbag.
That's right. We have to stand up. We can't tolerate this.
Hey, California ruled 2 months ago that the government owns the children and that homeschooling is illegal. It actually says it in the ruling. This is a criminal, out-of-control lot of scum. I appreciate your call. Does that mean everybody in government's bad? No. But the higher-level groups are evil. They're directing something evil. Final segment. Your phone calls. Willie, Lynn, Sue, Chuck, and others. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com. This is the human resistance against tyranny. This is the awakening. You bet I'm angry. You bet I'm upset. I'm watching them destroy our world before our eyes. Greedy bastards!
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall,
food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, it's the final segment. I'll be taking your phone calls here in just a moment. For the last 6 months, knowing the Supreme Court had already had their debate and ruled, and then months later, report on it, I told you you would hear this. I even said it last Monday, days before it came out last Thursday. I said, you will hear big win for the Second Amendment. Court rules for the first time it's an individual right, but does put some restrictions. And what'd you hear? What headlines did you read? Exactly what I said it would be, because I know their tactics, I know their mind, I know their operations. The Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, every other major federal court ruling before the 1934 appellate court ruling said it was an absolute, unalienable, infringed, absolute right against tyranny, and the federal government could not get involved in any way. Well, here's the deceptive headline. Supreme Court says Americans have right to own guns, but they have a right to license them, restrict them, make you get licenses, and so basically now they have a tool to come after your guns. The power to license is the power to tax and destroy, kind of like New York 50 years ago said, you just got to get a license, and then a few years later, oh, we don't offer the license, you can't get it now. That's how they do it. A license is a right to do something, is a permission to do something that would be illegal. Okay. Now, I actually spent time reading over, this is only part of the federal briefing on it, and basically it's a treatise on massive gun control, a reign of terror. I interviewed two gun group heads, Aaron Zellman, his Preservation of Firearms Ownership Chairman, and of course the Chairman of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. They both concurred that it is a massive attack on the Second Amendment. But again, we give you absolute information here and facts instead of what you get everywhere else, just a bunch of bull. Folks, you got to start demanding more. I mean, the truth is out there. It's intriguing. It's dynamic. It's exciting. Okay, I want to play the other 9/11 Truth Rising trailer. Oh, you already closed that out? Oh, you have it? We play these on YouTube, off YouTube. We ought to just play them off disc. You do have my other Truth Rising there? Well, if you go to Infowars.com, go to the main page, and here's the page. At about 3 o'clock over on the main page, it says Second Truth Rising Trailer. And my new film, Truth Rising, is coming out Friday. You'll be able to watch it on PrisonPlanet.tv. and you'll be able to order it on DVD. You can order it now, but it starts shipping next Saturday and Monday. So just go ahead and get your order in now. Cinema Verite, no Alex Jones voiceover in it. It's the 9/11 Truth Movement, what it's really about. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, Michael Moore, Rosie O'Donnell, liberal conservative, it's Martin Sheen, the list goes on and on. And then confronting the New World Order, police coming over and saying, we're going to plant bombs on you and say you're a terrorist if you don't stop protesting, saying 9/11 is an inside job. Just, it's unspeakable film. It's so powerful. Really is probably my masterwork. Let's go ahead and play that trailer. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
What's going on at the Bilderberg meeting, and what do you guys talk about up there?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of skepticism to grow at our own door into a great tree that blinds us to truth.
We are here in Times Square. Many people from other countries are here with us, know a lot about what's happening. The American public is still learning about the atrocity of that day.
I just wanted to say this. This guy outside told me stop talking about 5 years ago, and I told him I will never stop talking about 5 years ago.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
There's a 3-minute sneak peek for the film and two trailers. That's the short 1-minute trailer. There's another 2-minute trailer up on Infowars.com. If you're not online, you can just get the DVD by calling 888-253-3139. Grab a pen and paper. I'll give that number out as we end the show today. And you're authorized to make copies of the film, give it out to everybody. We're going to have it in DivX format for PrisonPlanet.tv members to pay for the download because we can't put it out for free. I spend about $20,000 a month now or more on IT alone. The sites are so huge. One of my sites is bigger than RushLimbaugh.com, and I have four sites bigger than his. So to give you an idea, we have four sites bigger than the Dallas Morning News, each one rated higher on Alexa. That's right. We are engaging the New World Order at point-blank range, and we are explosively growing right now. Oh, that brings me to the final subject that I'm going to jam in four phone calls in the last 8 minutes. WikiLeaks, and the government admits it's accurate and wants it taken down, another Army field manual on torture and control, how to train death squads and crush revolutions from South Salvador to Iraq. And in the Army Special Forces manual, it says psychological operations. PSYOP can support the mission by directing the insurgent forces to neutral groups, creating dissension among the insurgents themselves and supporting defector groups, and it says divisive programs create dissension, disorganization, low morale, subversion, and detention, and defection within the insurgent forces. Also important are national programs to win insurgents over. So all these groups are attacking me right now, claiming they're patriots, making stuff up, lying. And that's good. The fact that I'm getting attacked literally by hundreds of sites, hundreds of people, a lot of them are weak-minded people that parrot what disinfo operatives are saying, but we know operatives are honest. I mean, folks, I got HUMET on me. I'm followed around in Austin. It's unbelievable. I have people admit they're government agents and threaten me. That's good. I mean, we're exposing these terrorists, and they don't like it. We're going to defend the Republic. We're the real Americans. They're the anti-Americans. A lot of good people in government are coming to our side. I mean, I have the heads of the Department of Treasury and former top CIA section chiefs coming on my show saying the government carried out the attacks. We are winning. But you read that, you see, I don't create division. I say, move forward, fight the New World Order, be positive. We can win. We can have a change. I'm being attacked like never before by, quote, people on our own movement. Those are operations, ladies and gentlemen. And people that are being part of that need to ask themselves, are they being used? Because, I mean, even if I'm a bad guy, which I'm not, shouldn't you, if you really fight the New World Order, spend your time attacking the New World Order instead of Alex Jones all day, who judge a tree by its fruits? You will know them by their fruits. I'm sorry you have to hear my name 100 times a day if you're in this movement. I'm sorry that 9, you know, or 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 people that have woken up are from me and my listeners. We're doing our job here. This isn't and I haven't been killed because they don't want to put an exclamation point after everything I've said. They don't want to underline or highlight everything I've said. They don't want to make me a martyr, dummies. I'm tired of hearing all day, why are you still alive then? All right, I'm going to rampage through your calls. Willie in Houston, you're on the air. Welcome, Willie.
Alex?
Yes, Willie.
Oh, pleasure to talk to you. The reason I'm calling is to discuss a dollar devaluation. I guess most Americans, I feel, have never been through a devaluation, so they don't know what to look for. I myself have, my grandmother, who's 93 years old, has lived through two devaluations and the Depression, so she knows what to look for. And for the last past 20 years or so, she's been ranting and raving about the economy here in America. And of course, everybody, all the grandsons and whatnot are like, "Oh, Grandma, you're being, you don't know what you're talking about." But I'm here to tell you, she does. And what I'm getting at basically is that the inflation, I'm losing my track here. See, Mexico's central bank was printing money that was never backed up by gold or silver.
That's right. So your grandma or your mom's from Mexico then?
My grandmother.
Yeah, she's from Mexico. Yeah, and again, the elites buy real things, and they leave you holding the bag. That's why a nation with three times the resources of the U.S. is so poor. And see, now it's going to happen to us, folks.
Well, right. And where you try to sit here and talk to my neighbors, for God's sake, it's like pulling my hair. Guys, this has been done before. It's happening here. It's what happened in Mexico. Look, I went to Mexico in August. I was getting 10 pesos for every dollar. I just went 2-3 weeks ago to Cozumel. I'm getting 5 pesos. For every dollar, I'm getting 5 pesos.
Hey, I remember when you got 30 pesos for a dollar.
So, in other words, the dollar is coming in par with the freaking peso.
Exactly. We're out of time. I apologize to Lynn and Sue and Chuck. Call me tomorrow on the weekday show if you want 11 to 3. If not, next Sunday I will be here live while everybody else is out water skiing and having fun while the house is burning. I will be here, ladies and gentlemen, defending the Republic. God bless you. I appreciate your call, sir. Yeah, he's absolutely right. You know what it means? It means this country is in the greatest straits it's ever been in. It isn't about Barack Obama or John McCain. They're puppets. They're marionettes on a string. Truth Rising comes out July 4th. If we expose the globalists who did this by design, we have the IMF documents, we can stop them. If not, it's over. God bless you all.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.